Shannon Sharp, y'all. Shannon Sharp. Now, I seen this last night. Obviously, people were sending it to me last night. But I said, okay, I thought I was going to react to it on the Anton Daniels channel. I said, well, we'll make it a part of the Millionaire Morning Show, and then we'll go from there. So Shannon Sharp scolded Chad Ochocinco. All right, let's get into it. We're not going to spend no time on this. I want to show y'all the interaction between them two, and then I'm going to give y'all my thoughts really quickly. All right, so let me see if I can fast forward it, because I think he got this right here. This is it right here.
Video, and I'll be back. Let's pick.
His name was Alex. He was really cool dude. And as soon as he opened the car door and he got out the car door to greet me, the car door locked by accident. So I would have been on time, but the fact that we had to wait for the tow truck and them to bring the Slim Jim was the reason for my delay in getting to the hotel a little late. But I'm here now.
Let me ask you a question. So when you go to ESPN, you have people pick you up from the airport?
Yeah.
No, you don't. When you do inside the NFL, you have people pick you up from the airport?
Yeah, at the beginning, yeah.
No, you don't. So I'm just trying to figure out why with your show, would you choose to take that route when you don't take that route for ESPN and inside the NFL?
I wasn't lying. I'm dead serious. When I fly into Philly, I have somebody pick me up from Philly. When I fly into New York, I have somebody pick me up from New York. I'm serious.
That ain't what they told me. I just talked
to ESPN. Hold on, listen to me. Now it's documented, huh? It's documented.
I'm just telling you.
But all you have to do is just search my tweets. I've been doing it the past 15 years. I always do this.
I'm not saying that.
Yes, sir. Talk to me now.
Ocho.
Right.
Again. Ocho, this is part of your show. Right. Why would you be late? Why would you run the risk of being late?
Well, I didn't
want
to be late. I just told you what happened. I would have been on time. But due to unfortunate circumstances of him locking the keys in his car, which I documented, I was just a little late.
Why don't you just have the people that you're working for just have them to book
like
your car service?
I don't like car service.
It's okay.
I don't like how them people they be mean and they be bougie. I don't like, they be in suits and ties and shit. That don't make me comfortable. That don't make me comfortable. What makes me comfortable is like being able to sit down and talk.
Wait, you want to be comfortable or you want to be professional?
No, I want to be comfortable. I want to talk to people that I can relate to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing, Ocho. You say you want to be professional. You want to do ESPN. You want to do all these professional things, but you want to take a bootleg ride.
No. I want to remain my authentic self the same way I always been and do those things. Is that okay?
Okay.
No?
Okay. Let me know how that work out for you.
So that was a conversation between Shannon Sharp and Chad Ochocinco. All right. And apparently, and this happened on a live. That's the crazy part about it. This happened on a live. Now, let me say this. Anybody that's working for me in particular, or I don't even like to say working for me. Anybody that's working with me. All right. You don't hear about stuff that happens behind the scenes because it's a way in which you do it as a boss. Now, I think that there's fault on both sides, and I think that there's growth that can happen on both sides. Number one, Shannon Sharp is catching L's, and people are really going at his neck right now because they're saying that, fresh off the heels of the Cat Williams and the Tyrese and all of these interviews, and every time he catches a dub, he starts to catch an L. And so what they're basically saying is Shannon Sharp is feeling like he too good or he, he getting too big for his britches because of the way that he's talking to Chad Ochocinco. Now, here's the part, right? Where Shannon messed up is that he should have had this conversation offline. Unless they just trying to continuously create content. If he's serious about this, then he should have had the conversation offline. If they just trying to make sure that they be so authentic that this is a part of what they do on Nightcap and on a show, and that not only do they talk about the subject,
Colorado,
but they talk about things as far as what's happening behind the scenes and how they interact with each other, kind of like a reality show, then if that's the case, then that's a completely different conversation. That's not what it seems like. And Shannon Sharp, as a boss or as a person, and I'm not saying that all of us is perfect because we all have gaps and ways that we can go about improving. But Shannon Sharp, if Chad is his homeboy, then that's a conversation that he should have had offline. And that's one of the things that I've had a problem with. I've had a problem with, and I've always had an issue when I see people say stuff out loud. When me and Charleston White got into it, the thing that I got pissed off about was, how you gonna go to the internet and start talking to another interviewer about something that we supposed to be talking about? You know, if you got a problem with me, then we can handle this offline, or we just keep it moving like professionals. When Freezy, to a lesser extent, he wasn't a homeboy because I never met him in real life. But when he just started going off and started talking out loud, and I'm like, man, where y'all do this from? The real ones don't put business out there. And if brothers have different disagreements, or even professionally, if we have disagreements, and this is what we handle offline, we don't bring that to the general public. You know what I'm saying? And so that's kind of my stance on it, is that if we have a problem in real life, then we handle it offline and we keep it moving offline. If we brothers, and if we moving in that way, if we not brothers, then that's a completely different conversation. We can talk about that, but we still don't put personal business out there. If we want to compete as far as platforms or whatever, we can do that. We can go back and forth, just keep it content. But I never, ever like to include personal business from people that I know in real life online. That's just a no-no for me. I don't care about this content creation stuff. You don't put real life situations online unless you're creating content behind it and the other person is in on it. So that's number one. The second thing is, Chad Ochocinco has been doing this for years. I know for at least the last 10 to 15 years, his brand has always been, I'm a person of the people. He's been preaching his frugal thing. He gives like $500 to anybody that picks him up from the airport. I don't think that it's safe. I think that it is very, very scary at this point because he is a celebrity. He is big. He is mad. Like, you know, he has a huge image. And so on one end, I could say, well, this is how Chad has always been, and this is who you get. On another end, I can also say that I think that Chad Ochocinco at some point need to evolve, because this could be a setup. I know this is authentic. I know this who he is. And I know that he's saying that he's never been late before. And so you got to give grace also. But at the same time, you have to put dedication into your craft. And Shannon is right in that if you want to go to the next level, if he's giving him game, hey, listen, this is how you want to go to the next level. This is how you want to get to the next part of the game. Then this is how you play it. Chad Ochocinco, although we always like to align with people that keep it real and all of this stuff, and I don't think that he did it maliciously. I just think that it was an oversight. At the same time, I think that he needs to evolve, and it's time to grow up, and it's time to grow past that, because you don't want to be in a situation where you're dependent on somebody and they not dependable because you got a schedule to keep and it's big money that's being missed out on as a result of it. So Shannon Sharpe should have handled it differently. Chad Ochocinco, in my opinion, got to evolve and grow. I know that that's a part of his brand. I think that they both should give each other grace, and they should not let this affect their relationship and the great thing that they put together. But, you know, you got to be more professional, even if you're giving the appearance that is willy-nilly. You got to be more professional, and you got to handle it a little bit differently. So, again, I don't think that it's malicious. I just think that they could have handled that offline. And this didn't have to necessarily hit the internet. Now, I heard that Shannon tried to clear it up a little bit because he was also expressing disdain, and he was feeling some type of way about the fact that his team that they got editors, they got camera people, they got other people that's a part of the show, that the team and the lighting and the audio and all of this stuff is not operating the way that it's supposed to. So he did express some frustrations on that. Let me see if I can find that part. Actually, you know what? I don't know if I want to find that because I got to keep it moving. But that's largely what happened. Shannon Sharpe kind of scolded and sunned Ochocinco. And it wasn't like an inspiring thing like, hey, man, I'm pushing you to be better. I want you to be greater. It was more like, hey, man, I'm holding you accountable for not being on time. It'd be people that don't be on time. It'd be people that have life circumstances. People have get off of work late. They dealing with stuff. And I'm talking about on my side. And of course, I know that I'm not as big as Nightcap. But on my side is people all the time that be having problems and issues, or, you know, they got to take vacations and stuff. And I just have to adjust around it. And we figure it out offline. And I never go off and I never scold my people. I just work with them and I just try to figure out how we can move around it and how we can make adjustments so that we, you know, can continue to keep the show moving, because the show got to go on regardless of whether you're here or not. So that's just my approach to it. I try to take it a little bit differently and a little bit more professional offline. And part of that is also because I've ran a lot of businesses. And then I've also operated in corporate America, where you had to maintain a level of professionalism regardless of what the circumstances is. So that's just my thoughts. Y'all might have a different opinion. I'm curious as to what y'all think inside of the chat. Let me know.